John and Elizabeth Newson were a husband and wife team of psychologists who undertook an extensive study of child development, drawing on the experience of a number of families in the Nottingham area. They published the results of these ongoing studies in a series of books, the second of which is entitled 7 Years Old in the Urban Environment. Among the many aspects of family life examined by the Newsons was child discipline. Given that the book was published in the 1960s, it is perhaps not surprising that many, if not most, of the mothers interviewed for the study were in favor of corporal punishment. What follows are some of their thoughts they shared with the researchers. The mothers were not identified by name in the book, but generally by their husband's job. The first set of responses is about smacking in general.
I think they should be smacked. I don't think they should do away with it at all, because I think it's over and done with immediately. I think no harm's done at all, it just shows them the right and wrong of things, and I think to hold a punishment till the end of the day is altogether wrong, and I think I'd rather slap a child soundly and get it done with, and then they know it's not to be done.
I don't think it does them any harm. I think it depends how hard and for what you slap them. But I wouldn't have any qualms about slapping them. I still think spare the rod and spoil the child.
I think it's necessary. Talking can be a waste of time. Mothers talk so much that everything is lost, so they don't listen. I think you've got to be aggressive and, smack them to get them to respond. I think it would be a wonderful, wonderful world if we didn't have to do it, but I don't see any other way out, with boys particularly. I wouldn't, if I'd got a daughter, I wouldn't, I think now, I wouldn't want to smack a daughter, but I don't know whether I shall change my mind or not.
The next set of responses center around baring the child's buttocks for punishment. The Newsons found that a significantly higher percentage of white-collar mothers of boys were prepared to take down their son's trousers for smacking. 28% against 13% in all other classes. The Newsons asked the question, do you ever take his trousers down or turn her skirt up to smack?
Oh yes, I make a job of it. Because it's the drama more than anything else that seems to have the effect on him. He's screaming and shouting long before I've even got his pants down.
No, I haven't done. I think his dad has, because it hurts him more, you know. But I don't think he likes you to do it. Take his trousers down and smack him, because even when he's getting dressed, he doesn't like anybody to look at him.
The Newsons posed two further questions. How often does the child in fact get smacked? Is it just with your hand, or do you use a slipper or a cane or anything like that? If hand only, do you ever threaten to use something more? The research found that of 22% of the children studied had already received corporal punishment with an implement, while a further 53% had been threatened with the use of an implement.
I don't use me hand. Me husband says you mustn't use your hand, just use a belt and give him a good hard slap. Cause he says you can do more damage with a hand than you can with one belt.
Well, usually I think I use my hand, but if I have a stick, I can wave it about and it has a great effect, though I don't like smacking with a stick. But yes, I've smacked them with it sometimes on the bottom.
Well, I threaten many a time. I threaten my yardstick. I've got a yardstick in the corner, you know. I threaten that, many a time. I've never used it and don't really intend to use it. If I did, I might break it.
I've got a stick there, but that's a warning, a be good or else.
Yes, I do. I often have the strap there, but I never use it. I just show them, and say, you know, this hurts. The master at the school they're in, he has a strap, and he used it on the boys. I says, you know, straps are sometimes used on girls as well as boys. They reply, I know, mum, but you never do.
Yes, I threaten them with a strap. I keep saying I'm going to buy a strap. But I've never have got one yet.
I say I'll go and buy a cane, and he laughs and says he'll break it then.
Finally, the Newsons add their own note about bearing children's bottoms for corporal punishment, and use of implements to smack.
Almost any mother may hit out in a fury when tried beyond her tolerance. Differences here may be basically a matter of individual tolerance level. Slowing up the act of smacking, however, immediately invests it with purposiveness and underlines for the child her disciplinary intent. In the preschool years, to say wait till I get you home and to smack the child once they got home had a similar effect of formization. Now, to take down a boy's trousers or turn up a girl's skirt in preparation for smacking, to fetch an implement, or even to own an implement as such, all signify the mother's acceptance of smacking as punishment as opposed to her use of it as an expression of anger. To the extent that some mothers would never dream of formalizing it in these ways, however hard-pressed, this divergence represents a real difference in attitude rather than just degree. Though, obviously, smacking is likely to hurt more on poorly protected skin or where an implement is employed.